Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. Today we're bringing a 2011 movie to you because the new one's coming out soon. What movie are we doing today, Frank?
Oh, Chris, today we're doing Fast Five. And Fast Five is about Dominic Toretto and his crew of street racers plan a massive heist to buy their freedom while in the sights of a powerful Brazilian drug lord and a dangerous federal agent.
This movie is directed by Justin Lin, starring Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, The Rock, and it has a lot of other people in the movie too, but those are like the three main characters. So what do you think of Fast Five?
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, after rewatching this movie, after not seeing it for a while, I definitely enjoyed it more, I think, now than I did years ago. I remember it being, I mean, obviously all these Fast and Furious movies are over the top. I remember this being like really over the top. But rewatching it, it's actually more grounded than I remember. You know, after watching these movies, they kind of all blur together after a while, all these different like scenes with like the racing and all the different set pieces that they have. But I feel like the set pieces and the storyline in this movie go together really well. I think like it really flows really well, and they have a lot to do with one another. I just feel like these movies kind of get lost in their own action scenes. At least this one actually had something to do with the storyline and to move the overall plot forward, and it wasn't just like action scenes for the sake of action scenes, really.
I think another really smart move in Fast Five was that the cast and when stuff was starting to get stale, so they threw The Rock in there, and that's like, The Rock is just a great addition. His character Hobbs is awesome.
Yeah, and also the build-up between the fight that they're going to have is also really great, and the fight that they had is really great also in it, and you're really kind of starving for that, because you really don't have that in any of these previous films. Like, no. Really, like that's the first time you actually have a really, really kind of really cool hand-to-hand combat scene against two big jack dudes going at it.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not choreographed like where like guys are just like rumbling, like it's a real fight. Like,
yes,
like they really,
yeah.
like they're throwing each other through walls and stuff, like it's crazy.
No, that's the other thing too. Yeah, it's well thought out, and they really it's really good eye candy. Like you said, they're throwing through walls and tables and like busting through stuff. It's crazy. They're running through the favelas and like Rio de Janeiro. It's a really good chase scenes. Like everything in this movie just feels very well put together and really really good choreographed and shot.
It feel like, you know, Fast Five is a reset to the franchise, kind of. It resets it to more of an ensemble cast, big budget action, like action set pieces, right? Like the other ones are more about like racing, or even not racing, they're more about like a simple heist, not like this one. Like this one, yeah, it has a heist at the end, but a lot of the movies also about like, it's like a fugitive story. So like in you know, got The Rock chasing them, you have Vin Diesel's character and his crew trying to clear their name for the murder of these DEA agents that happened in the beginning of the movie, which is another crazy scene when they steal the cars off the train. There's enough eye candy here to keep like the average viewer happy, average action viewer. But the storyline is actually, it actually is engaging.
It is, and like, and the action set pieces lean into the storyline instead of away from it.
Yes,
I feel like it adds to the story and like helps progress the story along instead of just being like, oh, hey, we're going to have a quick break for an action set piece right now. But it actually has nothing to really do about the end result of the story. I just feel like everything that he did actually had a purpose and a reason behind it. And there were actual stakes. It wasn't just like, oh, no, the guy's going to get away with the thing. It's like you said, first they're trying to pull off a heist to clear their name, but also they're being hunted at the same time. So they have to kind of like try to balance out those two elements simultaneously.
One thing, like, you know, like this is also like future-proofing this comment because it happens in all the future movies we're going to review too, is this last-minute stupid Toretto Lives thing that keeps happening in these movies. Like it happens in this one, Fast Five, where Toretto almost dies, his car flips, he gets out, almost gets shot, and he gets saved at the last moment. Happens in Fast Six, the plane blows up at the last second, he comes flying out with his car. Happens in Fast Eight, he almost dies, he comes out of the sub or whatever the hell happens at the end of the movie. And it's like, all right, can we just, we know he's gonna live, can we, it's his franchise, can we stop with this? Give me someone else's death in peril, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they always do that. It just feels like it's a cheap grab at the end for like an emotional pull, right? It's like, oh no, he's gonna die. But like you said, it always has to end with him doing it. Like it always has to end with him always having that last minute scene where it's like, oh no, he's gonna die. They always try to play it up like, oh, he's dead. It's like the wreck of the fire in Fast Six, and he just comes walking out of it. It's like, oh, okay, there he is. He's fine. Like you said, like obviously he's okay, like, he's not going to die, right? It's his franchise.
It's his franchise, he's not going to die, and it doesn't add any suspense. We just had this massive action scene where your adrenaline's pumping. Just end the scene, like, you know what I mean? Like,
because it always, that's what I feel like these movies, I love these movies, but they always go a little too far with something, always, in all of them, like, in all the movies, they always go a little too far with one thing or another, where it's like, okay, we can do without that, but I feel like they're just trying so hard to, like, give you everything in, like, every action movie trope they can think of, they just want to give it to you, right? Because every action movie, the hero always almost dies at the end. Uh-huh. Problem here is it happens in every single movie.
It's same hero.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's okay if it was one movie, or maybe two even, but, like, yeah, we have 80s films, and pretty much, like, he almost always dies.
And every one, Toretto has, like, this last-minute thing, and you're like, besides the two he's not in, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yep.
Otherwise, it's him having this last minute, like, are you dead? Oh, what do you know? He's not dead.
Yeah, they always have that moment of pause, like, oh no, he's gone. Oh no, he's there. And it's like, oh yeah, he survived, you know. Like you said, it works maybe once or twice, but you can't do it like four or five times, you know.
It's every single one of these movies. And it's mm-hmm. like, after a while, you're like, can you just kill him? Like,
yeah, exactly. Can you die now?
Like, surprise me, is he dead?
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. Throw me a curveball once in a while.
Let me ask you this, Frank. Do you think that in some shape or form, they're going to continue this Fast and Furious movies literally forever?
Shape or form, yes. I do think that after we have the 10 films that they had a contract for, they'll continue with the Hobbs and Shaw franchise. But, you know, I do think they'll just bring in new people.
They'll do, like, a female spinoff.
They'll probably do a female spinoff. You know, I was going to say even a younger version, like, almost go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, maybe not, I mean, maybe not so much at the first one, because the first one deals a lot with, the street racing gangs that aren't really around anymore, like, they aren't as big, but they'll do something. They'll have some other, like, new, like, crew of people, because...
Well, they'll reboot it.
Yeah, because I was going to say, because they're all getting kind of old now, too. Yeah. Like, at some point, it's like, you guys, you know, you have to hand it off to a younger crew, a younger group of people. I do think, Vin Diesel does have ideas for that in the future. He'll come on as producer. Mm-hmm. You know, just do what Stallone was doing with The Expendables. You know what I mean? Like, he'll be in it maybe in the beginning, but then, like, he'll gradually phase himself out of it to where, like, it'll be a new crew of people that are going
to
do it.
Because just, like, how long am I supposed to believe you, Vin Diesel? Like, yeah, I get it. Like, you still look somewhat young, but you're really in your 50s, and soon you'll be, eventually you'll be in your 60s and 70s, and you're some sports car head. Like, you know what, and all the girls are flocking to you. Like, eventually it's just, like, eye roller, right?
Exactly. At some point, it has to be a changing of the guard, you know what I mean? Like, there has to be, because that's... You know, modern day audiences, like, they know Vin Diesel because he makes sure that he's always in these movies every couple of years. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, though, he's not really doing anything else. I mean, he was in Bloodshot. That was about the last thing he was in where he was himself. So he, you know, and this is his baby, but at the same time, you don't want to, like, ruin it by overdoing it, right? And I think he's a really smart dude. I think he's pretty business savvy. I don't think he'll go that far because, yeah, they're really jumping the shark with these later movies. I mean, we'll see with Fast 9 and Fast 10, but I'm pretty sure they're going to get to the point where it's like, what more are they going to do? They just have to end it. Like you said, reboot it at some point.
So. Yeah. So we'll be right back in about 10 seconds. Leave your message from our sponsor. And then when we get back, we're going to break down all the action scenes in this movie. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And Frank, why don't you start with fights?
So for fights, I actually, for this one, so now we're grading these movies as obviously action movies, but we all also grading this movie against other, like, Fast and, you know, Furious movies as well.
Uh-huh.
So for this, the fights, I gave it a 4 out of 5 because I love that fight with Vin Diesel and The Rock. It's great. And for, like, these movies, they're really not big on, like, the fight scenes. And I feel like they really kind of went all out in this movie for the fight scenes in it. So I really enjoyed the fight. It's not a lot. You know, it could have been maybe a little bit more, but I just love it so much, though. It's so exciting. It's so well shot.
I also gave it a 4 out of 5 because, like what more classic big man fight could you want from Hollywood than Vin Diesel and The Rock, like, fist fighting each other, right?
Because,
like,
even the fight scene in the later movies when it was with Jason Statham and The Rock, right, when they fight with the web, with the wrenches and the metal beams, whatever. Like, even that was a big buildup, and even that wasn't as big of a buildup as this one. Like, no, even this one had me more amped. I'm way more amped for it than that fight scene. So it was like, I was just like, I was loving this. I felt like a little kid watching an action movie again with this scene. So, and like I said, they don't really do fight scenes that much, but they went all out for this one. And
plus, the other fight scenes that are sprinkled throughout the movie, like when The Rock takes out a few guys with guns and stuff, like, it's really cool. Like, it's choreographed awesome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So all the fighting in this movie is filmed excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
Now for stunts, I gave the stunts a 4 out of 5. Like, you know, every single one of these friggin' Fast and Furious movies are just full of practical stunts. Like, that's what they kind of pride themselves on.
Yep.
And this is no different. Like, there's like a lot of stunt work in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
People hanging from cars, people jumping from buildings. Like, there's parkour in this movie. There is just a ton of stunt work, and it's all great.
Yeah, so I was gonna say, same here, 4 out of 5. I mean, again, you're gonna hear a lot of this because most of these movies, you know, let's be honest, these are not the best plots that there are, but it's one thing that they do right. It's like, it's the action set piece, it's the action scenes, and that goes with stunts, and they spare no expense when it comes to like filming these stunt scenes with wire work galore, and you know, and it still is like semi practical, and it all looks really, really, really good. It doesn't look fake or like overused at all. So it's just good fun.
What about Chase?
Again, 4 out of 5. That chase in the favelas and that's the thing. Most of these movies are all chasing. Even the last scene with the vault is a chase scene. I mean, it's amazing, man. It's like a 25-minute chase scene, basically. Like, it's amazing. Like, it's just, I have all of them again. Like, you know, you don't want to, you know, give it a 5 out of 5. That's a lot. You know, these movies are about chase scenes, but like a 4, it's a close almost to a 5 out of 5. But it's not, again, it's not perfect, but it's definitely a 4 out of 5 though.
I did give it a 5 out of 5.
Oh, look at that!
I just, you know, out of all the Fast and Furious movies, there's two. This has my two favorite chase scenes: Favela foot chase, which has like one of the coolest window breaking scenes you'll ever see in your life with The Rock.
Oh yes,
Vin Diesel's in midair and The Rock comes smashing through a window. It just looks awesome. Mm-hmm. And then, come on, the chase at the end.
Oh, no, it's amazing.
They're just dragging a safe through.
And just what they do with it. Like, you have to see it to understand what we're saying because we can't articulate this scene. They're using it to,
like, smash cop cars and cartel cars. Like, it's just crazy.
It's madness. It really is. And it's really, really well shot, too. Like I said, I was teetering on a 5. I just, because it's one of those things where, like, maybe after like all the Fast and Furious movies come out, I'll revisit it. I'll be like, okay, it really was. But I'm thinking that maybe in the new ones they'll come out with something better. But it definitely is like one of the top best car chase scenes in the Fast and Furious films altogether.
Maybe ever.
Yeah.
Because it's just so unique what they're doing in this scene. It's not just a car chase. Like, they're dragging a 2,000-pound safe behind them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what they do with it is crazy. It's crazy what happens.
It is. It's like, if you haven't seen this movie, like, just for this chase scene, like, you should YouTube this chase scene. Like, it's something you've never seen before.
Yeah.
Shootouts. Okay, so I gave shootouts a 3 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're good. They're all really good in this, like, all the shootouts. They're all practical, and they're all squibs and you know, practical guns and stuff. But there's nothing, like, original about the shootout in this movie, right? It's just like, you know, regular, you know, everyday decent action movie shootouts. So I think some of the other movies have better shootouts in the franchise, and this, I get a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I gave it a 3 out of 5 too, because beyond the favela scene, and also the scene where they're being transported and they get like gunned down too, they're a group of people.
The ambush is really cool.
Yeah. The ambush is really cool. Yeah, but like you said though, it's typical like action movie flair. There's nothing special about it. Like, you know, this is not like a gun action type of movie.
Uh-huh.
This is a chase scene. This is more of like a, you know, a car chase movie. It's more even a hand-to-hand combat more of a film than it is a gun action movie. But yeah, but what is there, it's really well done, though.
What about special effects?
4 out of 5. Again, same thing, because special effects at the end are good. I mean, to a degree, it is dated, but just all the practical stuff, all the car crashes that they have at the end is just insane. It's just crazy. Like, all the special effects make it look good. All the explosions, everything just looks so good in this movie. Again, it's Fast and the Furious, so it's like spare no expense, but you definitely get your money's worth for it.
I also gave it a 4 out of 5. Like, I just, you know, unless there was like a realistic looking alien to get a 5 out of 5, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not. This is the best special effects you're gonna get in an action. This type of action film. Almost everything looks practical. I really can't tell. What isn't in it? Well, there are some scenes you can tell, but most of the time I can't tell what's real and what's fake.
Yeah. No. Agreed.
Overall, I give the movie a 4 out of 5. I love this movie.
Yeah, definitely. No, definitely. Four out of five, and we'll see at the end of like all these Fast and Furious movies. They may even get a better one because, you know, who knows? Like, this might be the best one.
Yes.
But it's definitely a contender for the best Fast
and Furious. It's definitely highly recommend you watch Fast Five.
Yes. This goes like, if you've never seen any of these movies, just watch this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you can, because, you know, the first three are definitely way more down to earth. Mm-hmm. Even the fourth one is pretty down to earth too. This is where the fifth one, it really starts to like up the ante and like really throws it into, you know, no pun intended, overdrive into like the action, because they really, really go above and beyond in this movie.
I also think, just as an action fan, you're not gonna find a collection of much better action scenes in a lot of movies than you're gonna find in this film. So like it just really is a must watch for action fans.
Absolutely.
Plus you have huge action stars in this. You have The Rock,
yeah.
Vin Diesel, you have Michelle Rodriguez who's a big action star. Like, you have a great cast in this film.
Yeah, no, these are the quintessential action film, right? Like, mm-hmm. this is for action movie fans across the world.
So my first similar is my first one's Hobbs and Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a spin-off from the Fast and Furious franchise.
Yep.
I think that Hobbs and Shaw is another movie that doesn't rely so much on sports cars in the film, just mm-hmm. like Fast Five doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking before we started the podcast that a lot of these movies just kind of ham-fist sports cars in them.
Yeah. Especially in this far into the game, into the movies. Yeah.
And Hobbs and Shaw doesn't do that, and this doesn't do that either. And Hobbs and Shaw is another movie that's just like full of these huge, big-budget action.
It's spectacle, yes. Yeah, my first one recommendation is Bad Boys 2, just because again, the car chase in Bad Boys 2 is kind of on the level of this car chase at the end. Like, it's that over the top, it's that amazing. It's just it's Michael Bay, so it's filmed amazingly well. The special effects are amazing. It's just one of those scenes where like, you watch it today. It's over like 10, almost 15 years old. It's still amazing. It's still amazing. Like, I watch it now, people should be studying these action scenes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, your jaw drops watching it.
Bad Boys 2 is literally Michael Bay's best action film.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like you said, there's so many good directing decisions in this movie. It's insane.
And the build up to that scene, you know, is a similar thing where you're just waiting the whole movie for it, and it doesn't disappoint you. It doesn't disappoint
you. And
there's
a really cool action chase at the end where they're smashing through the favelas.
Uh-huh, exactly. It's like a great
just
scene,
driving
too.
Through them in
exactly.
Hummers.
Exactly. Yep. No, that's what I mean. Like, they you know, Michael Bay, is one thing he does really well, chase scenes, and it's just very similar with these Fast and Furious films. They have that in common.
You know, it's funny because a lot of the other action scenes in Bad Boys 2 is a lot like Fast and Five. Like, there's shootouts.
Yes, exactly. They're very similar films in pacing in terms of the action set pieces. Like, they kind of do the same thing in slightly different ways.
Yeah.
But they do the same thing. They're kind of the same
banter.
Movie.
A lot of that's in both of these movies.
Yep, exactly.
And
yep.
We both have the same second movie, which was Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yep, exactly.
Gone in 60 Seconds came out, I think it came out a little bit after the first Fast and the Furious came out. Stars Nicolas Cage and Angelina Jolie.
Yes, 2000 it came out.
Yeah, and the first one came out, I think Fast Furious also came out in 2000.
Yeah.
And what happens is Nicolas Cage has to steal like 100 cars or something.
I think 50. Yeah, it was 50 cars. 50 cars, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To save his brother who's being kidnapped.
But he's got
to
do it in one night. That's the trick.
One night.
So him and his crew, he gets a crew together and they have to rob all his cars in one night to not get caught. And
there's not like a ton of, it's funny because a movie you think would have this nonstop car chases, it doesn't.
Yeah.
There's a lot of plot, but the car chases that are in there, and especially the Shelby Mustang chase at the end.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Really good.
It's crazy.
It kind of builds up to this Shelby Mustang thing that he tried to steal it like a bunch of times and never could succeed in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally steals it at the end of Gone in 60 Seconds, and the chase is insane.
It has something similar too, where like the cops are chasing him at the same time.
Yes.
They're trying to catch him, and he's also trying to like outwit the you know the bad gangster guy.
And he's
and
not
everything.
A bad guy. Like Diesel's not like a bad guy. It's very similar.
Yeah, no, definitely. And this is also a really good movie, really good cast. I mean, especially 2000s, these people were like at the best. Nicolas Cage, Angelina Jolie. It was like all of them. Giovanni Ribisi, he was also the mechanic too. He's great. Like,
he's the brother that gets taken away.
Uh-huh. So yeah, it's a great cast.
He plays like half a tart.
Yeah, you know, he does. He's kind of an idiot, obviously. But this was like right before Nicolas Cage was making bad movies. Like, this was his last really good film where you can watch it and you're like, oh wow, he's actually really good in this. Like, he's not.
Isn't
like,
Giovanni Ribisi in Fast and Furious also? Doesn't he get gunned down at the end? He puts his car up to race and he doesn't give it up.
I think you're right. I think that's in the first one, Chinese gang guns him down. Yeah,
like, he's in that one too. Might be him. I'm not sure if it's him. It might be a different actor.
You know, it's true because you're like, oh, he was another car movie. Maybe this car movie. Like,
it could be some other goofball actor that's playing.
No, it's so true. But it might be. I remember that scene. Yeah, he loses, but he can't. He can't lose his car.
Yeah, yeah. Drives away. His dad bought the car or something. He drives away.
Yes, yeah, they're looking for him. That's right, that's right. I have to look that up. Maybe, yeah, yeah, interesting.
It could be him.
Yep.
But, so yeah, so Fast Five is like a super high recommendation.
Super high, definitely. Because
out of all the movies we watched recently, is one of our highest recommendations.
Yes, and of all the Fast and Furious, it's like one of our favorites, and, yes, and I think you should definitely check it out. Even if you're not a fan of those movies, because there's definitely reason to maybe not be a fan of certain other movies, any of the other Fast and Furious movies, but definitely check out this one.
This one doesn't jump the shark yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we're going to get into in our next review we're about to do. So we'll see you guys later. This is Mr. Action signing out.
It's Frankie Cranks. The next time.